So, first of all, for anybody that doesn't know, tell me what Skylab is.
So, Skylab's an organisation that aims to guide and inspire young people into the science, technology, engineering and maths and aviation. So, we, one of our big things we do is we do science lessons with jet fighters. And we want to get kids to know exactly what engineering's about, what science is about. And the real special thing that we do is that we enable engineers and experts in that field to be able to meet kids, to be able to say, look, you're just like me. If you want to be an engineer, here's information. This is what you have to do. And kids can go away and choose to do it or not to do it. And that's what Skylab's about.
Excellent. So obviously, wanting to get kids into STEM and aviation and things like that, you'll have a big part to play in the air show this weekend. Tell me what you're doing there.
Well, the air show is pretty special this year. So last year we did something fantastic. For the first time ever, we opened the air show with the first ever science and engineering lesson with a £70 million jet fighter called the Eurofighter Typhoon. It's the Royal Air Force's frontline jet. And from the back of that, we've had an amazing year. We really have. We were asked to work with the Royal Air Force to develop that program, and now we have over 100,000 education packs in a school program right across the UK, touching 250,000 school kids. And we had a big, big surprise when earlier in the year, the Red Arrows asked us to join them and work with them. And we actually joined the Red Arrows as part of their team at the Farnborough Air Show. And that's what we're going to be bringing back here to Air for the Scottish Air Show.
So what will that involve then?
So we have got thousands of our education packs, which are all designed around the Red Arrows Hawk jet. We're going to be having that with all our experts at the Future Zone on Airlo Green. So mum, dad and the kids can come see what the Red Arrows is about, what being a blues engineer is all about. And then the plan is we're going to have Red 10, Mike Ling and some of the blues engineers come down and work with us at the Skylab in the Future Zone and meet mum, dad and the kids. And that's exactly what we did at Farnborough with them. So we're bringing something very special back up home, back to air.
Excellent. And why is it so important that we encourage kids to take up STEM subjects?
Well, there's a huge need for engineers, not just in aerospace and all the aviation industry, but for every 10 people that retire in engineering, only 2 people are replaced. So there's a huge, big skills shortage. So we need engineers. And engineers are needed for anything from national security through to, you know, the spaceport at Prestwick, which is fantastic. You know, the future of space, mostly what Tim Peake has been doing recently. So we need engineers to really help drive what we're doing in our economy and make things happen.
And do you think kids are starting to engage with STEM subjects, or is there a bit of work still to be done?
Well, there's always work to do, but I tell you what, this year's been unbelievable. We've seen Tim Peake do what he's done at the space station, which has been amazing. We've seen the effects that we've had with the Red Arrows engaging down at Farnborough, and what we've done with our Typhoon packs. And one of the things that Prestwick Airport wanted to do was to say, well, let's look at the umbrella of the air show and let's have a STEM week. So Prestwick Airport asked us, the Skylab, to continue all the work we've been doing developing for the few years with them, to have a STEM week at the airport. So they put on a very special separate event at the airport, and this week we've had 750 pupils, S1, S2 pupils right across the west of Scotland coming, meeting engineers, scientists from right across the board, and having an absolutely phenomenal time learning about STEM and what they can do if they choose to be engineers or scientists.
And that's the amazing thing about tying this all into the air show, because you can sit and look at a textbook all day long, but when you're actually able to point at something and go, that's it, in practice, that's what really has the impact.
And you've got it, Natalie, that's the whole thing. You've hit the nail on the head. It's about making it real. It's not about being a textbook. It's not about being an idea. It's about being real, seeing real people. So kids can say, well, do you know what it is? I've met you and you're actually just like me. You're no different to my mum and my dad or my brother or sister. And then they realize themselves that if they wanted to be an engineer or a scientist, they could do it. And importantly, because they're meeting the people that do it, they can tell them how to do that.